Hey, welcome to Drama Llama. This is gonna be a different kind of episode. I've recently been a victim of a scam. So basically how it started off was I applied for a job in Indeed. It was to be an administrative assistant, and I've always wanted to do that. So I applied, it was for Cotti Food Corporation. I will be calling out everyone in this episode. So I got an email from this lady that said, she said that her name was Skylar Fernandez, and she said that sorry that that position was filled, but she'd be more than happy to have a personal assistant. So I jumped at the opportunity. She offered me $700 a week, only to work like 2-3 times, like as part-time, and that she was out of the country, she was in Canada, and she'll be back soon, and then we can have a formal interview. And naive little me was so excited to have a job that actually paid well, and try something that I've always wanted to do since I was young. And so basically she sent me a check. She told me to cash it in. She said this check, the first assignment is to buy things for little kids. And so I deposited it like she told me to. And I only got $400 at the beginning because it was a large amount. It was like $2,400 something. And especially around the holiday area, like, banks are wary about large deposits and large withdrawals. Especially if you haven't had them before. And so she told me to buy $200 Nike gift cards for the kids, and I was like, sure. And then she told me to take a picture receipt. That sounds fine to me. And then she told me to take a picture of the back with the PIN number showing and everything. Me not knowing anything, I do it. And she said, great, let me know whenever the rest of the money goes through, and then I'll give you my next assignment. The money goes through, and then, like, I have a whole bunch of problems before that. It's declined because my personal limit was exceeded, but we fixed that, and then they thought it was a fraud, and we fixed that. And so, this time, she makes me use $1,300. And to buy Nike gift cards again, and etc. And she told me to do the exact same thing for the last time, send pictures of it, my dumbass does. And so the rest is basically for me for traveling and stuff. She told me to go to Best Buy at first, and then I was having problems because the $1,300 was so much. I think that was fraud, so I was like, I'll go to a bank. And so I went to the bank, and I just went to the nearest CVS store and did the same. And afterwards, it kind of like started going downhill from there. She said good job, and that she'll be in contact with me. And then like, I think it was the next day, it was a Saturday. She was like, I hope your day is well and stuff. It's like, I have a favor to ask for you. If you could buy another gift card with $300 from Nike so that they can take it out. It's easier to get cash back or whatever or something. I said, sure, but my bank account obviously wouldn't work, and I was like, I'm sorry. She said that the little girl was, like, having surgery in the foster home, needed financial support. So I was like, sure, but then I couldn't do it, and then, so, I guess that was luck of the draw, so that I didn't have to do it, because And then afterwards, she said that she'd be in touch with me. And then ever since then, my bank account has been like completely fucked. The check, it wasn't cleared. Then because it's a large amount and I did the ATM, they said that the funds would clear by the 16th. And then the day after that, like, I physically went into the bank and like talked to an actual personal banker about it. After that, next day I got a notification saying that the check has been altered and that they're gonna return it, like a copy of it, and they're also charging a fee for returning it. So basically, I had $800 left over. We transferred $300 to my boyfriend so that, you know, I could use it, because my bank was account was like frozen basically, except transferring money. So basically, I got scammed out of almost $2,000. It could have been the whole amount if I used it all, but luckily me, I didn't. I left once I heard that the check has been altered and that all they need to do is send me another check to have the balance right. The lady hadn't contacted me in a couple of days, and I left the bank crying because I had already had a bad feeling and I already knew it wasn't gonna end well. So, like, I've emailed her nonstop, I've called her, and I've texted her, I've left her voicemails. Never have I actually talked to her before. So we used my boyfriend's phone to call that number, and there was just a whole bunch of people on the other line, and, like, I've almost been a victim of scam before. But luckily nothing happened. I didn't get paid, I didn't get anything. It just ended up fine. But this time, I'm in $2,000 in debt. And I have to raise a baby on top of that. Also, we got a new house and everything, and new furniture, and we have to pay all of those bills. Plus my own credit card bill. And now I'm unemployed. So first, trying to find a job is the most important thing, just to be able to afford things now. And I haven't yet talked to my bank yet, because apparently the fraud department isn't open yet. Please be careful of low-life scums out there in the world. I just wanted to, like, tell someone, or, you know, let somebody know my story. Because I personally find it a little embarrassing to tell anyone my, like, personal business, especially if it's not good. So basically, I need all the help I can get. But I can't ask for help when I have no one to ask for help to. So basically, my only option is trying to find jobs, have a family member take care of the baby, and figure something out. Well, this has been Drama Llama. Thanks for listening.